Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Are you with me? We are preaching together this morning. The Lord told the Israelites that every 7th year, they should allow the land to rest, lie fallow, so that it can replenish its nutrients. Then they continue on the 8th year. For a lot of time, a number of years, the Israelites violated that rule. Come on, are you hearing me? I want to say something. They violated that rule. So for every 7 years, 1 year was supposed to be for rest. Huh? It was called the Sabbath. Thank you. My voice is a bit blessed this morning. So even if I want to shout, I can't shout. This is my own irinse, what Yoruba people call irinse, working implement. So if the pastor says, all of you come to church with your working, I'll just hold my mouth, because that's my own. So they violated that rule, sir. And when God came, he calculated the number of years. Number of years that they have violated that rule. That was calculated as 70 years. So he now sent Nebuchadnezzar. And then by the mouth of the prophet said, they will be in captivity for what? So that now the ground must rest. That number 70 was not just a number out of nowhere. God calculated it for them with calculator. Are you with me? Make now they read this Bible. Very sweet. When you read it with open mind, the Bible is very sweet. 70 years, God calculated it and documented it. When Daniel was in Babylon, he stumbled upon, only God knows what Daniel was looking for that day. And he stumbled upon it that it was documented that the children of Israel will be in this situation for what? 70 years. Then he started praying. It's not enough to know the source of your problem. I hope you know that when Daniel got to Babylon, he wasn't a prophet. He was just a young boy. It was his consecration. It was his decision to separate himself. When nobody will ask him, why didn't you come to church? And that's why in those days, I remember when church first started, there was one song we used to sing very well. But people don't like the song, so I stopped singing it. Right now, in the good times and bad, you are on the throne. You are God alone. You are God alone. From the you are on. Maybe you should help him out. Right now, in the good times. No time for Riaza, just take it. You are God alone. From the four times began, you are on your throne. You are God alone.
are God alone.
You are God alone.
One more time.
You are God alone.
Right now,
right now,
in the good time,
good times and bad, you are on your throne. You are God alone.
Right now,
right now,
in the good time,
good times and bad, you are on your throne. You are God alone.
If that prophet was not there, if that prophet Daniel, if he had been careless about his life and gotten to Babylon and began to be attending parties and be frolicking, doing what he likes, he would not have known that the consecration that was required of him was not really about him. It was about the deliverance of a nation. You see, this matter of your destiny, God will not tell you everything. God will not tell you everything. It is you that will separate yourself. And over time, you just notice God is using you in some ways. But you yourself may not even sometimes be able to say, this is what I did or this is what I didn't do. You just find that God is using you in a certain way. Don't tell me it wasn't lonely for Daniel. Ah, it was lonely. I hope you know he was castrated. And God watched it happen, castrated. The king doesn't want anybody smiling at his wife. What was Daniel's offense? He chose to serve God and they castrated him. Many of us, our faith is only good as far as God is blessing us. The day God travels to check his boys in China, there'll be wahala. We must seek to solidify our faith in Jesus today. Because the day will come when you may be required to pay a price. And you will consider that price too high for you. But God will tell you, that is my will. God is the only one that I know that will see a man doing well in his job. And he will say, leave that job, come and follow me. You just say, leave that job. Say, where are we going? Say, just follow me. Say, follow me and I will make. I don't want to make anything. I want you to bless this fishing business. And he will tell you, do you want to fulfill your destiny? Say, yes. Follow me. What are we going to do? He said, we shall know if we follow on to. So you follow him to know. But you won't know it in that boat. God is the only one that can ask you to leave your job. He's still doing it. Huh? He's still doing it. It is human being that says, can you combine? Can you join? If God tell you leave, he's leave. Heaven has spoken. God asked a woman who is a medical doctor, say, at this junction of your life now, I want you to follow me completely. Do you want your medical job or do you want to combine or do you want to? He said, God now said, my will for you is to leave everything. So she sat down inside the gutter in front of her house and was crying under the rain. Because all the book, all the physiotherapy, all the psychiatry, all the, let me not say pneuma, because pneuma is a theology. Let me not say oncology. Oncology is the study of cancer. All the specialization, internship, housemanship. What else do they do? Master's. Residency. And when you walk like this, say, ah, that's my daughter. She's a cancer specialist. And your dad will be walking like this, very proud. Then you now come on one day and say, That did the Lord said. He said, the same answer Pharaoh gave Moses. Who is this God? I don't know. Because I read the Bible cover to cover before we gave birth to you. Which God? You are hearing wrongly. God looks at the heart. If he calls you and you answer, you will be better for it. Now, that by the way, last 3 weeks, I started sharing with you prayer models that can change your life. And I said to you that prayer is a spiritual technique that the Lord created to allow for communication between man and himself. So, prayer was not something that man invented. Actually, the technology of prayer was discovered when Enoch was given birth to. If you read the Bible, I think maybe Genesis 4, the word of God says when Enoch was born, men began to call upon the name of the Lord. So, there are some special children. They come with open heavens. Say amen. There are some children, they come with open heavens. Every time they are born, you will see some sign around them. And some of you, you came with very powerful signs, but you use disco and shawarma to pursue all the signs. So now when we look at you, we don't see anything. Everybody knows about prayer. Not everybody gets results. If you know the power of answered prayer, nobody will confuse you that you should not pray again. Do you know what it means? When you have a problem and people, when there's a problem and people are running up and down, you just sit down. You are not moved. You know something. So I shared with you about the type of prayer that deals with strongholds, right? I talk about prayer that deal with stronghold. And please, let me add this. Please go and get that message and listen to it again. Why are there resistances in certain areas? You go to there are families you go to. No matter what you do, people don't get married until they hit 32. And it's not one off. You see it in all of them. Once it's 32, it will look as if all the men in the world, their eyes now opened. They now saw them. Why are there resistances? Now, write this down. There are a number of reasons, but let me just give you one or two. Anywhere that is an area of value, we have resistance. Write it down, I will explain. Anywhere there is an area of value. Chalo, you know what I mean by area of value? Huh? I wish I had a chart here. I would have explained. If you are in a market where they are selling pure water, at 5 naira. I think pure water is still 5 naira. I don't know. I've not been in the country. I went to sort out my plan B. From Cameroon. Listen, if pure water is 5 naira, but you go to some restaurants or eateries, they sell it at 10 naira. Then all of a sudden, the price jump up to 20 naira. And so the price could not move above 20 naira. The people who are making this water and selling it, they even want to make more profit. So they want to push it up to 25. But they now realize, Chalo, that at 25 naira. Now, look at me. If you have market structure graph here. What that just means is that if you have a graphical analysis of sale of pure water here, at 5 naira, the price is here. At 15 is here. Do you understand? It's going up. At 20 is here. It is too high for that price. So, if even if the sellers, the sellers, try to push the price to 30 naira, it will not move because the buyers will not take it. So this place has resistance. There's a price resistance. Wherever there's a price resistance, there will be price rejection. Price rejection means that because people refuse to buy, it will now force the price to come down. All of you that are buying pure water now, and you bought yesterday, you are the reason why some of us innocent people are still buying water for 20 naira. If all of us agree and we do not buy, what happens? But you must drink pure water. You like pure water. You can drink four at a time. Four. You are a specialist in pure water. That is why that price is... You not allow common man like us to buy it at 5 naira. Anywhere there's a resistance is because there's an area of value. That means that that place is significant. It has value. Anywhere God is trying to do something, there will be resistance. Do you understand what I'm saying? Anywhere God is trying to do what? To do something. You will see the devil. He will want to come and cause confusion or dislodge you or distract you. Because some of you are asking why you are experiencing some challenges. It's because of your destiny. Your destiny is bright. Your destiny is glorious. And that's why it seems you are having some kind of challenges. Number two, why do we have resistance? You will find resistances in abandoned territories. When God gives a man a location and says, I want you to go to the Gentiles, and he refuses to go, God must quickly raise another man to go to that place, because any abandoned territory will be occupied. Nature abhors what? Vacuum. If there's any area of your life that you abandon, you don't want to go there, you don't want anybody, don't talk to me about my personal life, I got it all worked out, I know what I'm doing. Do you know that even when Jesus spoke about casting out devils, he said, when you cast out a devil, where do they go? They go to dry grounds where nobody is. They like abandoned territories. So if you now decide to go there 5 years' time, some demons have been there. Listen to me. Before we got to this place, there are altars in Maryland where they offer sacrifices at the back. Mende here. There are shrines. Are you with me? We came to meet them. The head is the Lord. But some people came here first. Now, let me tell you why sometimes there are strong resistances. The kind of sacrifices offered in a place can also determine the strength of the resistance to your movement. If your grandparents or great-grandparents have killed before and they offered sacrifice to idols and they are saying, my children, no. Then they start mentioning all their children. The Bible said Abraham? Paid tithe. That's Levi. Levi paid tithe while he was still in the loins of Abraham. So by virtue of blood, you are connected to that sacrifice. It is spiritual. Don't just argue with your keeper. It's spiritual. I'm telling you. But you shed blood. It wasn't you. It was your great grandfather. But because you are in that lineage, somebody will answer. So you have to be very careful. Ask your people. Hope you did not kill anybody. Well, Shea Baba did not kill anybody. Hope Mama did not kill anybody. So when you want to make progress in your life,
plan to deal with resistances. Resistances that can come out from your family lineage. Because you are, first of all, connected to Jesus Christ by the work of redemption. Are you with me? But you also have a biological family here. If your spiritual life is not strong enough to overpower your natural lineage, you will be seeing some signs you don't like. Let me repeat. If you have two family trees. If your spiritual lineage, if your understanding of that lineage, your operation of that lineage is not stronger than your understanding of your natural lineage, you will still be seeing some signs. You will think you are possessed. Meanwhile, you are not possessed. What you need to strengthen is your spiritual lineage, your association, your understanding, your revelation. If not, people will be dying and you will say, that's the way God wants it. It's a lie. It's not God. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? So, please, you are the best person to look at your family. If you are someone that every time you start a business, after like a few months, the business will grow, then you start having problems. You need to deal with it. You need to investigate. And then know how to pray the prayer. Some demons, they sleep in the morning. They wake up in the night. So if you are praying, that's why we pray at night. Argue with your keypad. If you want to be strong in spiritual things, you will learn how to pray at night. I cannot say it more than that, but I will come back another day and then ask you why Jesus prayed at night. Because the way some of us are so confident, even Jesus didn't exhibit that confidence. We are gambling with our destiny. Say, Jesus has died for me. I don't need to fast. I don't need to pray. I don't need to wait on God. I don't need to go to church. I don't need to, my heart is connected. Amen. What are the things that make for resistance in areas of our lives? Sin and Satan worship. What did I say? Sin and Satan worship. Excuse me. If I come here now and I say we want to worship Satan, so lift up your hands. He's going to appear now. You sin with two arms, but don't be afraid. He's your friend. And I tell you to lift up your hands. Close your eyes. Say, close with him. Make I look for the door. Why go use commot? Nobody will see Satan in his degenerated state and follow him. Are we agreed? Even that person that says he doesn't want to go to church, doesn't want to follow Satan. The one that went to party last night is not planning to serve Satan. But you see, Satan is cunning, Pastor David. If he comes like this, you will not follow him. But when he brings all those Igboroti Daru spirit, pleasure, like fine wine. There are people that don't go to church. Ask them, what are you doing at home? Nothing. Every time you make or take a decision that is against the cause of Christ or a direct commandment of Christ, you are sinning, and it is equal to Satan worship. Sin is equal to Satan worship. If you see it like that, you will be careful. Listen, when you go to the house of a herbalist, can you take the microphone from his hand? Can you tell him, Baba, I don't like the way you are doing the incantation. If Baba give you time, can you go late? Sometimes to understand the weight of righteousness, you should study the weight of darkness. If Baba tell you, 12 a.m., you wake up and say the following incantation, you cannot sleep. Anything that makes you sleep is the wicked ones, your enemies. They don't want you to make it. An enemy has done this. 1 a.m. Then you hold that thing and lick it 7 times. It cannot be 6. It cannot be 6.5. It must be 7. That's Baba in your village. So when you think God understands, God is asking you, if you were to give your governor a goat, will you give him a goat that is blind in one eye? One eye like this. You know, he asked them. He asked the Israelites. There are people that earn 50,000, 70,000, 100,000. Their offering is 100 naira. If your governor was the one that wanted to collect it, borrow me money, will you give him 100 naira? God is not mocked. You give for the level you are going to, not according to where you are. You give for where you are going, not for where you are. You are already here. Be careful of dishonoring the Lord on the ground that God understands. Let me leave this one. The second prayer model is this prayer of gratitude and thanksgiving. Please don't sleep. Oh. You can see the way I'm struggling to preach. Now, the prayer of gratitude is one of the most, or thanksgiving, is one of the most powerful prayers in the Bible. More than half of the book of Psalms was praises and thanksgiving and gratitude. Now, that is the man that God called a man after his own. So, you that you are fighting devils up and down, try this one. Go and get a tambourine tomorrow. All this data you are buying, leave data this week. Go and buy a small tambourine. Learn how to sing songs in your language. It's sweeter. Those songs don't need keyboard. Say amen. The song in our language, they don't need keyboard. They need movement. So when you buy the tambourine, Baba Eshe, Eshe, Oreyin lori mi emi ko ni gba gbe re baba se. You are about to pray, but you are singing first. Se se oreyin lori mi emi ko ni gba gbe re baba se. There's one song when I was in the north. I can't remember it so well again. Something Ubangiji or something. I will remember the line. Maybe you will know it. Go and, you know, some of you people, just go and Google your village song. Google it. Use it to, before you, instead of you to say you want to pray, spend like 20 minutes. Worship him. What does the word of God tell us? He said, God inhabits. Do you know what the word inhabit means? Do you know what the habit means? God enters into that praise. It's just like he wears praise like a garment. That praise you are giving to him, he takes it, makes a garment from it, and wears it. Come on, say I hear that one. Praise is an attitude. It's not an anointing. It's a personal decision. It's your heart telling God you love him and you adore him, and that you may not have all the answers, but at least you know you love him and that he is everything to you. And if you cannot sing, because there are some people when they sing, Nepal will take light. There are some people when they sing, the charger will start misbehaving. Their voice is so blessed. Everything will start reacting. The computer will switch off. The TV will not work. There will be no network on DSTV. Because their voice is so blessed.
So if that is your condition, don't sing, so that things will not be spoiling the house. But you can write, you can say what you want to say. Abi, MTN, way back, say what you want to say. You know, we are the first generation of MTN. There's one of their songs like that. Say what you want to say. We are saying it now. And they blocked Twitter. I wanted to post today because it's like they didn't disable my own. Maybe it's they left the account of pastors alone. So, Judges chapter 5 and verse 2. Praises. See, let me tell you. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw what? Excuse me. It's not all men. It is those who lifted him up. So when you praise him from your heart, that's why I told you, go and look for your village song. This one, English cannot do it. You see all those Hillsong, Jesus culture. One of their songs, Yeshua, they used 4 keyboards, electronic guitar, lead, semi-acoustic, bass. Then they have all kinds of trumpets, but they put the attention on the lady leading worship. You will not know. It's when your own choir try to sing it. You will now see that song is, something is missing. My brother, worry no more. I brought you the answer. That thing, now 5 keyboard, different kinds of guitar, and a heart that is yielded. So when you tell him to play, he will never get it. Because the guitar, that's why, I don't know, some of our, what's that guy that sings Fuji? That popular man. Brother Kwamwan. And I think there are about 2 of them. There's one, there are plenty, Abi. Oshupa. I have warned you, go and learn your village song. Christian one, play it when you are going to work. And as you are playing it, let your heart be tender and open to the Lord. You will feel God's presence more than all these 5 keyboards. Look at this. He has taken me away. Judges. Look, let's read together. One to go. Praise ye the Lord for what? For the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offered. Do you see the criteria for true worship? Nobody can force you to worship God. It's a decision that I am going to make myself. This is a prayer model. Go and look at the life of Jesus. When he wanted to raise Lazarus, he said, my father, I thank you. Listen, when somebody dies and you go there, you are saying, fire, fire, fire. That one cannot rise. He's gone. Anything you do, 5 minutes, and he never rise, say we thank God for his life. God give it and he take it. Oton, finish. The day you came to this world, you signed contract in heaven that you will use so number of years. Now, come, let's go. You say no. You say no, long life is my... What's your definition of long life? The thing that you sign. There was a man that died overnight. Have you heard? So you sign. It's not... You can't change it. But there was a man that was able to add 15 years. Ezekiah. You see, some people know how to cheat nature and cheat God. What did Ezekiel do? If Isaiah comes to your house and tells you, just like Baba Deboye, all of you greet yourself, congratulations, happy new year, happy new year. In the middle of the year, happy new year, Baba, we are in June, July. The next day, Abacha dead. If I had known, I would have said, Baba, let's not sleep yet. Because some people are still coming that will punish us. Let us say happy new year again. Let us greet ourselves so that something else can happen. That guy, when Elijah tells you, like Baba Deboye, that happy new year, believe me, it's happy new year. If Isaiah comes to you and says you will die, don't pray. Anything you know remain you want to do. You want to eat pounded yam, go and eat. You want to eat cow head, go and eat. Isewu, go and eat. Because you will die. Isaiah has never given any prophecy. Go and check. And the prophecy say, I don't like your face. I will not fulfill my... You know who Isaiah is? That's sit down with God and eat. Oga, go and pack your load, you are going. The guy turned to the wall. Do you know what he said to God? I'm giving you a cheat code because some of you are hearing me now, but your mind is with that boy. Leave the boy alone. Nobody wants to marry liability. Is you fine, fine, fine? Is he only fine we are going to chop? When you want a girlfriend, you marry slave queen. When you want a wife, you look for other things. I said when Isaiah left, the man said, I will not take this thing. I will not go down without a fight. He faced the wall. You know, that's another prayer posture. You face the wall, leave the phone. Leave the phone. Switch it off. Nothing will happen. There was a day I lost my phone. I didn't have money to buy one for 1 week. Do you know my life was at peace? You've never felt it. You just feel peace. Nobody looking for you. You are not looking for anybody. Even if you try, you cannot reach anybody. Let me tell you, when you are going through challenges, the spirit of praise and thanksgiving is how to maintain peace around you. I'm telling you. If you don't learn it now, you will not be able to do it when trial comes. One woman, the husband came to the house. I am leaving you. I will not marry you again. The woman just looked at him. Are you okay? Is your body hot? Sorry. What do you want to eat? Because you think something is wrong with you. You want to leave me. Prayer warrior. You can't leave a prayer warrior. Are you feverish? What do you want to eat? The man said, wait, it be this. His mind was that if he says that, the woman will retaliate. Hey, I told you she's a wicked person. The man said, let's check his temperature. The man faced the wall. Only the living can praise you. Who talked that thing? Who said that? Oh yeah, Isaiah, go back. I want to send you back. I have given the word. He said, you will be a false prophet today. Go and give that word. Say, 15 years. Just for that. What was he saying? You know the way I normally behave when I come to church. You know the way I'm always going to work and I'm praising you. Even when things are not working, I'm always praising you. People who praise God don't make negative statements. It is well. Anything, it is well. Anything, it is well. Anything, it is well. He said, God, you know me. He knows that I did one of those people with the ginger. I did ginger for you, Baba. If I die, who go praise you? That's what he was saying, That's what he was saying. If I die, who will praise you the way? You know the way I praise you? No day like the other people. I praise you well. God said, Isaiah, how many of your prophecies have failed before? He said, none. Okay, now one will fail. Go and tell that man, I've given him 15 years. But it was on the strength of the spirit of gratitude. Forget about what is not working. Let's look at what is working. You are alive. You are alive. Tell your neighbor, you are alive. Let that mean something to you. When you wake up from today, don't let a song be the first thing that enters your mouth.
look for one of your village songs. They are on YouTube. Oh. Your village song is on YouTube. Go and look for it. Type Igala songs. Igala Christian songs. They will give you. If you doubt me, try it now. Okay. Oh, you are from Urobo. Go to internet. Type Urobo Christian song. If you don't know any song, learn it there. It's not every time. I will lift up my voice. I will sing. Sing the one that we understand. There was a man. I've seen people get healed dancing in church. Serious dancing. You know, I told you, after our prayer and fasting in July, August is for praise, dancing. If you, so all of you who are shy, we'll give you space. We'll sit down somewhere. We'll add you to the choir. Jesus got to the tomb of Lazarus and he said, "My father," he did not try to be proud. He said, "I thank you because you hear me always. There's no time I call on you, even when it seems I didn't hear your voice, but I know you always listen to me." He said, "But this prayer now is not actually because of me, it's because of these people." Excuse me. That was not prayer. You know what prayer is? Shabakura. Yita. Kapakaka. It's like the problem is here. Shakadaba. Oga, go and buy tambourine. 3 days vigil of praise. 3 days vigil of what? Of praise. The key to the effectiveness of this model is consistency and tenacity. Don't do it once and say, "I did it, nothing happened." Hey! When Baba gives you something, you will say, 7 times. You didn't argue with Baba, you are not asking me. Go and ask Baba first, then come back. Dr. Dike Olukoya went to preach in a village. And there's someone, Baba, there. And Baba said, "You cannot preach here. I'm the territorial power here. You, these young boys, go home." They said, "No, we are here for crusade. We are here for outreach." "Are you sure this is your..." He said, he asked them, "Do you want your mothers to cry over you?" They said, "Baba, we are not going." "Baba, you are not going. You know, young boys." "Okay. Enter those 3 shrines. If you enter and come out, I will follow your Jesus." Dr. DK said, "Where's the first one?" He ran inside. He came out. Baba said, "Enter the other one. That one is stronger." He entered. He came out. He entered the other one. He said, "Baba, anymore?" He said, "Are you people human beings or you are spirit?" He said, "We are human beings." He said, "You know, my wife has been sick. Baba said, has problem that the gods have not answered. They could not answer. But these ones enter the shrine. If you are not an initiate, you can't enter those places and come out." What the Baba did not know is that Jesus is the head of principalities and powers. He's the head of all initiates. Witches and wizards don't meet without his permission. Is the king of the gods. Among the gods, he is the god. When he gathers, when they come, they worship him. You see, your revelation there is very important. What you know is important. They didn't know. The Baba didn't know that the people that gave him power, when they see Baba, say, "Baba, make where they go?" Say, "Okay, go. The man gave his life to Christ. When he saw a power... Go and check almost everybody that operates in the healing anointing. Miracles, they are people of praise. Don't kid yourself. These are weapons God has given to us. Everybody. It's not for pastors. It's for everybody. If you do it with all your heart, you will see results. Come on, say, I am a praiser. Come on, say, I am a praiser. Don't just praise. Become a praiser. Let me close this meeting. A man who is consistently praising God is never far from the presence of God. Never. Whether you are an usher or ordinary member or just a regular believer, if you are someone that always praises God, there are some battles that will not get to you because the praise has been inhabited. There are some battles that will not get you. God has stood between you and the problem. God is never far. God is never. The word there is never. God is never far from a man that always declares his praise. And let me now give you the last bit of that. God is never far from men who are having challenges, men who are in trouble, men who have questions that has not been answered, but they still choose to praise him. God is never far from them. Listen to me. It's not that many of us are not praising God, but it is not yet our lifestyle. Are you with me? It's not yet our lifestyle. So I have given you two prayer models. The first one is the prayer that uproots stronghold. And you get that from, you can download the message on the website. The second one is the prayer of thanksgiving and gratitude. There are people that were prayed for. And God said, until this the person was not healed. Even though God said he was healed. Until the people made a decision to begin to thank God for their healing. The Lord will give us wisdom. And he will help us to do what is needful. There is nothing hidden about the way God works. It's in the Bible. Everything you see, 1 Corinthians 10, is for as an example to us. To whom the end of the world has come. Anything you see in that Bible is an example that God can do it again. So today is about a personal decision. You make a decision. If you are pregnant, you make a decision. You are going to praise God throughout this pregnancy. If you are just starting a new job, you come in with praises. You come with praises. You come with praises. If you have difficult situation, before you pray, take your tambourine or your shekere or whatever you have and take some time, 1 hour. Praise God. Do it. If you don't see result after 7 days, call me. Do you know that even the subject of praises is one of the few things God even allows unbelievers to do? Because as surely as I live, every tongue shall declare. There was one man around my house in Accra. He's a celebrity prophet. The man said that every time he has a problem, he will go to redemption camp. I don't know if the man still lives. There's one in our area then. He said when he sees people, you know, going shouting amen, he will go somewhere around the camp and be praising God and be rolling on the floor. He's a celebrity prophet. Say the moment he's getting back to Akure, his testimony is there. He left Akure, went to Lagos, and stood in a corner and started praising God, rolling on the floor. There was a reason why the praise of David could shut the womb of a woman. It was deep. It was intense. It was deliberate. It was with knowledge. Make that decision today. And when I come back, I will go into another very powerful and potent one. The third one I'm going to show you is the kind of prayer that when you are dealing with strong resistance, that is the kind of prayer we recommend. Strong one. Not omomod, something. Strong one. Is that one that we give to people. And I will tell you why it doesn't work for many people. Rise to your feet. I will praise him every day. I will praise the Lord. I will praise him every day. I will praise the Lord. I will praise him every day.
Praise him every day.